This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Are you trying to understand and navigate your way in either purchasing or renting a property? Or do you have real estate questions or want to find out about a free information night? Well, here to help answer those questions and more, we're joined by Ben Mitchell from Your Key Advocacy and Brandon Owens from Willis Conveyancing. Ben and Brandon, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi.
Thank you.
Now, we've seen a drop in sales values across quite a few of our capital cities. What's going on and what's the outlook?
Look, really interesting, that question. I sometimes question the level of drop in prices we've seen. Certainly, there are properties out there that are losing value, but those properties that are good quality still seem to be getting strong sort of results at auction. So, I would think the drop is minimal.
Whereabouts are those drops happening? Like, is it more in the outer suburbs or in regional areas? Or
It's often with apartments you'll see first where their growth has slowed right down. The level of growth I have seen anyway in clients that I have purchasing, I've been quite surprised at some of the properties. But I think with the growth we've had overall over the last 3 or 4 years, a small drop or the percentage of 3 or 4% is not that great, really.
What about someone thinking about buying a property? What do we need to think about and where should we start?
I think the best place to start is probably by talking to your bank or a mortgage broker, because they're going to run through exactly what you need to do to get yourself into a position to purchase a property, or if you are already there, how much you're going to be able to spend and what those mortgage repayments are going to look like, particularly with interest rates going up. They're the best people to talk to and probably the best place to start as well.
If there's one thing that I hate in buying a property, it is the auction. I mean, I find it a really anxious experience. What's the best way to kind of manage that and purchase a property?
I think auction's actually a really interesting one. I love an auction because an auction is probably the most transparent way to purchase a property. If it's a private negotiation and an agent's telling you there's other buyers, you don't really know where they're at. So, you could be spending, you know, $50,000 more than the person behind you, or you could miss out by $3,000. So, with an auction, as long as you're confident when you're bidding and you're confident with your numbers, and the key is to walk away when you hit that point.
Absolutely. It's a numbers game, I guess, right? Yes. We're chatting with Ben Mitchell from Your Key Advocacy and Brandon Owens from Willis Conveyancing about all your property questions. Let's turn to the rental market quickly now. What's the current rental market outlook look like?
Well, I think there's a lot of mixed feelings about it. Like, everybody's talking about this rental shortage, rental crisis. I don't think it's going to improve. Over the next several years, there could be a similar supply issue. You've got building costs are going up dramatically, and from what I hear, they're not coming down anytime soon, even though supply chains are increasing. You've got immigration ramping up again too. So, you'll find that that demand for those rental properties is only going to increase. So, that might lead on to the fact that, you know, it's a really good time to start looking at commercial of residential investment property to start buying.
Because it's no comfort, is it, for people who are struggling to find a rental property at the moment. So, what are some of the tips on how tenants can secure a property and even present themselves?
Yeah, look, it does make it really, really hard, particularly as you come into the summer months when it is really busy and lots of people are wanting to move. I think the key is getting your application prepared. So, make sure you've got all your supporting documents, your payslips, any savings that you might have, shares. Really think outside the box. And another one is pets as well. So, a lot of people have pets these days and they want to have pets even if it's in an apartment building. Do up a little CV for your pet as well. Put a nice photo on there.
Love that. Yeah.
And just make it really easy for the letting agent as well, so that when they get to work on Monday morning and they've got 20 applications for one property, make sure yours is really going to stand out.
And it's really interesting you say that, because I know someone near me who said, who's got a property that they rent out, and the tenant said, "Oh, we've got two little fluffy dogs, and they're really small and really old, so there's not much to them. Well, they are the biggest monsters you've ever seen, and so they weren't truthful necessarily on their application. So it's important to be truthful, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is.
Now, let's talk on the flip side. If you have an investment property, how can we be attracting high-quality tenants?
Well, good question. I think that there's a lot of new rules around residential providers, leasing providers these days. One of the best ways of attracting a good tenant is to make sure your property is presentable, that it's maintained, that it's looked after, it's compliant with all the relevant legislation that surrounds that. It's in everyone's best interest to make sure that property is up to scratch. And the better presented that property is, the more likely you are to get a tenant who wants to the property, who's going to look after the property the way you want them to look after it. So I think it's all about presentation, maintenance.
Absolutely. Both ways. You know, you want to create a pet application, make it look fancy, use that good paper, but also you want the place to look really good and advertising as well.
Yeah. And I think landlords and tenants alike, they want to have a good relationship with everybody involved. So
absolutely.
Ben, if I was, you're a buyer's advocate, if I was going to buy a property, why would I use a buyer's advocate? Would you take the stress out of having to run around?
The stress and the anxiety. Absolutely.
So, what would I say if I engaged a buyer's advocate? Would I go in and say, hey, look, I'm looking for, you know, this is my price range. This is the sort of property I want, the area I want.
Correct. Yes. And on the price point, we'll talk about that for a little bit. So, Dan Andrews has just released a new task force going out there targeting rogue agents who are underquoting. And that's probably one of the biggest things that I see when I bring clients on board. They've been looking for anywhere between 6 months right up to 12 months. And they think they're doing the right thing, but they're looking at the price range of where they're advertised, but they're underquoted and they're going higher. So, an advocate's going to know what the market's doing. They're going to be able to look at the property and tell you, look, don't waste your time. It's going to go for a lot higher. So that's probably one way where an advocate's going to help. But then there's also the negotiation. So you have to remember agents, that's their career. They are negotiating day in, day out for different vendors. Some of them can be selling up to 100, 150 properties in a year. How many times are you doing it? You really need to have a professional on your side who knows how to negotiate and get something across the line for you.
So are they on the seller's side or the buyer's side?
They are on the seller's side. They are working for the vendor. Yes.
Ooh. There you go. Right. There you go.
Now we know.
Now, speaking of information about property, you know, we're getting some now on the show, but you've also got a free property information night this Wednesday, and it's right here at the Victorian Pride Centre. Can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect from that night?
Yeah, so we actually did this a couple of months ago, back in March or April, and we had a really, really good turnout and some fantastic feedback. We were able to actually help five people purchase properties. So
amazing.
Whether they, just speaking to Amanda Moo, our broker, right the way through to my advocacy services, Brandon's conveyancing. But we've also got Jake, a property manager, and we're going to diversify it a little bit and talk about the rental crisis and how you can put your best foot forward and what your rights are as a renter as well.
It sounds amazing. Where can we get more details about the night?
Social media is the best place. If you look at Your Key Advocacy's Instagram page, they'll have all the details for our purchase. Yeah,
there's a link tree on there with a link to Eventbrite where you can get it, and maybe we might take a photo with you guys later on and post that on.
Post
the link.
It on there.
We must. We love a social media moment.
So it's on at the Victorian Pride Centre. It's this Wednesday. What time does it start?
Doors open at 6:30 and we'll be kicking off at 7.
Fantastic. Ben and Brandon, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ben Mitchell from Your Key Advocacy and Brandon Owens from Willis Conveyancing.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.